Praise the Lord. The title of the message, why we read the Bible. Let's read Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. The word of God tells us the following. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for this wonderful time that you give us together in thy presence. Lord, we pray that your word will be to us clear. It give us clear direction. It give encouragement, Lord. It give wisdom to your people, O God. And it will impart faith, O God, and teaching for the true way of life, O God. We pray for souls to be saved, to be revived, and rejuvenated in thy presence. O Lord, we pray, O God, that you anoint my lips and arrange the message in the way that you want it to be, O God. Lord, take full control, O Lord, and take the message with the power of the Holy Spirit and bring it to those who are waiting to hear your word. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. One of the questions that I always ask when I meet people, I would ask them this question. Are you reading your Bible? To some of them, it's a very embarrassing question. Some of them, they get upset when they will say, and they will answer back, they will say no, and they will start to put some excuses. Oh, this week I was so busy and too much a problem, and I don't know where I put my Bible. And you know that I have overtime. I got sick last week, and this week I have this problem, so I don't have to read. I don't have time to read the Bible. Actually, the question here is not that. Why we don't read the Bible. The question here, why we read the Bible? Reading the Bible is not something that is compulsory, or it is a or it is a duty, or something. It is like we do with ritual. Every day I have to finish. I have to read 3 chapters, or 2 chapters, or 4 chapters. It is not like that. It never be like that. There's a reason for me, and I want to share with you why I read the Bible. Why I read the Bible. I don't need to be forced. I don't need to be embarrassed, or I don't need to be pressurized in reading my Bible. But I read the Bible for one important reason, that through the Bible I would know how to live my life. In the verse that we have read from the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 8, he said to the Joshua, the Lord, do not let this book depart from your mouth. It means that you need to keep it with you, you need to read it, day and night. We know that Joshua was a warrior, but he keep a Bible with him. And for every leader or king, the law say they need to keep a Bible with them, the word of God, a copy of the law in their hands, so they would know how to direct the affairs of their life and the people around them. And every one of you, he is a leader in his family, in society, in his work, among his people. And he need to know how to direct the affair of all the peoples and the issues that pass across his life. according to the word of God. It's so important for me in my personal experience with the Lord. Reading the Bible is something very important, because through the Bible I receive from the Lord the direction, the clues, the solution, the wisdom, the option, and the ways that how I can handle the life issue, how I can handle the people, and how I can handle my life in the right way. He say in the book of Joshua 1:8, do not this book depart from your mouth. Continuous reading and meditate on it day and night. We read the Bible, and every time you open the Bible, God is going to speak to you. And every time God will speak to you, you start to meditate. What God wanted from me. When you wake up in the morning, open your Bible and read before you start your day, because that is how God is speaking to you. I read the Bible and I keep a Bible with me wherever I go, wherever I move. Wherever I will be, I keep a Bible with me, because that is the way how to be connected with the Lord and to be in touch with God. Because when God speaks to me, one of the ways that He speaks to me, He speaks through the Bible. He speaks through His Word that He put in the Bible that we have in our hands. I remember many occasions the Lord spoke to me on the spot from His Word, and He saved me from many troubles, problems. He showed me what is going on, even things I am not aware of. Things are hidden. Enemy, they are trying to trap me, try to deceive me, but through the Word of God, as I open the Bible on the spot, the Lord will speak to me directly through His Word. That's what He said. Do not let this book depart from your mouth. Keep reading. It is not that if you will have time. You need to keep time for the Bible. You have time to sit down and drink tea and coffee and gossip. You have time for your mobile to scroll. You have time to check your internet and Facebook and your contact and your emails. You have time for all that, and you need to have time to open your Bible, because it's through the Bible you receive messages from the Lord. Nowadays everyone have a mobile, and everyone is busy with his own mobile. Maybe you will spend 1 or 2 hours per day looking to your mobile and checking if you have message, or you have missed call, or you have an appointment, you have put a schedule in it, and you will not move from your place unless your mobile with you, because that is the way how you are connected with the people. The Bible is the way that you are connected with the Lord, the God, the Father, the Creator of heaven and earth. Your Creator will be connected with Him through His Word. He will speak to you. One of the ways that God speaks directly from His Word. He said to Joshua, meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. As you read the Bible and meditate, God will speak to you. Through His Word, God will declare to you His will through His Word, and He will give you direction, and He will give you a commands, and He will give you instruction, and He will show you also hidden things, and He will show you also the plans of the enemy. All these things from His Word. In certain times, when the enemy is attacking using certain people, I ask the Lord, Lord, show me clearly from Your Word what those people are doing in secret. And smoothly the Lord will take me. through the scriptures, and he will lead me to our scriptures, and I will read, and as I read, he show me clearly what is going on in secret and what those people, evil doers, they are doing in secret. And he will show me also the way how to combat the situation and how to escape from the trap and the snares that the enemy would have prepared to trap me with. If you would ask me why you are reading your Bible, I will tell you these are the reasons that I keep up my Bible with me wherever I go, because that is the way that God is speaking to me through His Word. So the question here, reading the Bible is not something, a duty or a burden or a responsibility, but it is mandatory, because if you will not read, you will not be able to grasp what God is telling to you. In addition to that, the Word of God that have a depth from the Holy Spirit, Psalm 119 verse 18, the Word of God say, it is a prayer, open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law. Every time you open your Bible and read, the Holy Spirit will work on the Word of God that you are reading and in your mind and heart. He will open your eyes to see wonderful things, to see secret, to see hidden things in the Word of God. He will show you wonderful things every time you read there. Bible, that's what he say. Meditate on day and night. Every time you read and meditate, God will show you something. Then as you obey, and as you are careful to do everything written in it, then you will be prosperous and successful. If you ask me why you read your Bible, I say I read my Bible because I want to be prosperous and successful. Psalm 119 verse 9, the Word of God say, how can a young man keep his way pure? It's a question. By living according to your word. How you will keep your life pure and clean and to be blessed and protected? This will happen when you live according to the Word of God. How you live according to the Word of God? You need to know the Word of God. How you would know the Word of God? You would know the Word of God when you read the Word of God in the Bible. When you keep your Bible with you and read read the Word of God day and night. You are not tired from calling people. You are not tired from answering calls of people. But you are tired when you open your Bible to read the Word of God. Why we read the Word of God? Psalm 119 verse 11. You say, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. When we read the Bible, we read the Word of God. The Word of God will show us what are the sin in our life and what are the things that the Lord hates, and it helps us to renounce all that and walk in the ways of the Lord. That's why we read the Bible. Every time we read the Bible, you open the Bible, the Lord will remind you about certain things. You will be reminded, and as you will be reminded, that will encourage you to obey the Word of God. Psalm 119 verse 105, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Why I read the Bible? Because I need a light, I need a torch. And the Word of God is a light in this dark world, and we need the Word of God to direct us, to show us the next stage, the next step. It will show us the right path. It will show us where we need to go and move. Isaiah 55. Why you need to read your Bible? Isaiah 55 verse 10 and verse 11. The Word of God says, as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater. So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. The Lord here speaks about the rain and the snow that came from heaven. It will water the land, the earth, and it will make it bud and flourish, so that there will be plant, there will be fruit, and there will be seed for those who want to sow, want to plant, and there will be bread for those who want to eat. There will be a provision, and there will be also seed, so that life will continue to go on, and the project and the plants will go on. That is about rain and snow. The same is the effect of the word of God. When the Lord will send His word, it will not go back empty, but it will accomplish what He desires and achieve the purpose that the Lord sent it. So every time you open your Bible, the word of God that you receive from the Lord, that you read from the Lord, it will work in your life like the rain and the snow. It will bring plant and budding and flourishing in your life, and it will bring fruit for you. So who will be the one to get benefit of all that? You yourself, who are willing to open your Bible and read. If you ask me why I read my Bible, I read my Bible because I want to be blessed by the Lord. I want to receive a blessing from the Lord. Whenever I open my Bible, I am receiving good things from God. Give me wisdom and direction, solution, ways out from troubles, deliverance from evildoers, from enemies, from traps, from snares. Open my eyes to see the goodness of the Lord and to see what He had in store for me. All these things from His word. And that is why Job in chapter 23 verse 12, I have not departed from the commands of His lips. I have treasured the words of His mouth more than my daily bread. What you say here, more than food, before I think about food, I think first to read my Bible. Because when you read the Bible, that is spiritual food for your soul. Your soul is tired, your soul is weary, your soul are full of fear, full of sadness, full of pessimistic things, and is hungry and need to be revived. You need the Word of God in your life, so you will be reviving your soul, and you will be not anxious, you will know what to do, and you will not fall into the wrong way. If you don't read your Bible, then expect problems, expect anxiety, expect depression, expect fears, doubts, all will enter your life, because you lack the spiritual food, the Word of God, that it comes to you through your reading the Word of God in the Bible. Why we read the Bible? 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15. Paul said to Timothy, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. Timothy, from his childhood, he knows the Lord and he read the Bible. And as he knew the word of God, as he read the word of God, Paul told him that the word of God are able to make you wise for salvation. The word of God give wisdom. As you read, the word of God will give you wisdom. Wisdom for salvation. Salvation is eternal life through the blood of Jesus. But if we believe in Jesus and we don't keep his word, there is no salvation. The word of God that we read, it helps us to be aware of trials and temptation and sin, to repent and get delivered and get saved. The other point that I want to share through this verse, it makes you wise for salvation. It makes you wise, the word of God makes you aware of dangers and threats. And it saves you, it saves you from evildoers. Save you from the plan of the evil one, from the plan of devil. The word of God saves you from evildoer, from wicked people. And that's all you receive as you read the word of God. You get deliverance as you open your Bible and read. Believe in the word of God. The word of God is coming from the mouth of God. What is written in the Bible is came from the mouth of God, and it is written for you and for me, so that we will be wise for salvation and get delivered from the traps of the enemy. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, the word of God tells us, all scripture is God breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. All scripture is coming from the Lord and is good for teaching. As you read the word of God, you receive teaching. You know the right way. And then as you read the word of God, you get rebuked and you get corrected. The word of God will rebuke you to stop sinning and correct you from not knowing the right way of path. It give you correction. It make you aware of the right things and the wrong things. And if you are willing and obedient, the word of God will train you in righteousness, so that you will be thoroughly equipped for every good work. You will be thoroughly equipped to live your life unto God. Why we need to read the word of God? Because the word of God, it helps us to know our mistakes. It helps us to see our sin as God sees it in our life. It directs us, it rebukes us, it teaches us, training us in the way that we need to go, so that we will be thoroughly equipped to live our life and to have a fruitful life and good service and good outcome unto the Lord. Why we read the Bible? So we hear it is not about reading the Bible as something a burden or compulsory, or I need to finish 3 chapters or 4 chapters per day. No. I need to keep my Bible with me wherever I go. Whenever I have time, whenever I can make time, I open my Bible and read, meditate, think about it, what the Word of God is telling you in every situation of your life. In your break time, while you are waiting for someone, while you are waiting for a bus, still, that's all time, you can open your Bible and read. While you are waiting for your computer to be started, need 4, 5, 10 minutes, you can still open your Bible and read. Book of Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 1 and verse 2. These are the commands, decrees and laws the Lord your God directed me to teach you to observe in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to possess. So that you, your children, and their children after them may fear the Lord your God, as long as you live by keeping all His decrees and commands that I give you today, so that you may enjoy long life. Moses, speaking to the leaders, the head of the families, he told them that these commands and the laws of God, the Lord had directed me to teach it to you, so that you will observe in the land that you are going to cross, and going to possess. He's telling them, I'm giving you this word of God. As you observe it, he said that you, your children, and their children's children will fear the Lord. As you read the Bible, as you read the word of God, you know about, as you come to know about the laws and the commands of God, the fear of the Lord will start in your life. And that the fear of the Lord will help you to keep all His decrees and His commands. And so that you and your children and your children's children will enjoy a long life. You ask me why you read the Bible. I read the Bible so that I would know how to live my life unto God. I would know how, what God wanted from me, and what more else. What more else, so that I want to teach my child. What else for you? You need to read the Bible. You need to read the Bible to know what is in the Bible, so that you can teach your children the way of the Lord, because that is the best inheritance you can leave for them. In verse 6, in same chapter, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6, these commands that I give you today are to be upon your heart. The word of God, as you read, have to be upon your heart. Honor it. Keep it in your heart so that you will not sin against the Lord. Verse 7, impress them on your children. Force them on your children. Because the children are, they are in the growing process, and they are able to get the teaching of the Lord. He says, impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home, and when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up. He said, this command, speak it. When you sleep, when you wake up, when you go to work, when you go for marketing, when you are in the bus, speak it. Impress it to your children. Pass it to your next generation so that they will bless it. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Verse 9, write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. You say here, put it on the wall, the verses, so that you will be reminded. And that's what the Lord say, make a tassel, so that you will be reminded about the word of God, the commands of God. Why we read the Bible? Because we want to teach our children the way of the Lord. If you don't know the word of God, then how your son will know the word of God? And if your son does not know the word of God, your children will not know the word of God, then whatever material things you had left for them, or you are going to give them, it will be of no value to them. Because as long as they don't know the word of God and the ways of the Lord, the material things, it will have no value. And they will not be able to live a long life and to have eternal life and to live with the Lord forever. In conclusion, to the end, we will just read John chapter 8, verse 51. The Lord say, I tell you the truth, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death. If you keep the word of God, you will not see death. Even if you die, you will go to heaven and you live forever with the Lord. Heaven and earth will pass away, the Lord say, but my word will not pass away. My word, the word of God, is eternal, standing in heaven forever. There are few questions I used to ask. Do you have Bible? If the answer is yes. Second question, are you reading your Bible? If the answer is yes, then the third question will proceed. Are you reading your Bible daily? If the answer is yes, the fourth question will be proceed. Are you reading your Bible from cover to cover? If yes, then the fifth question will proceed. Why you read your Bible? With this message, we understand that we read, we open the Bible, so we will be connected with the Lord. We will continuously receiving messages, encouragement and support and direction and help and blessing in our life. Now as you hear the message, commit yourself to the Lord. Kneel down and tell to the Lord, Lord, forgive me for the time that I have spent away from you and away from your word. Lord, I commit myself right now in the name of Jesus. O God, Lord, I will keep time to read your word, and I will keep my Bible with me, Lord, so that I will continuously be reading and meditating on your word, and to be careful to obey your commands. And I pray in the name of Jesus for each and everyone, O God, who commit himself to read your word daily and to meditate day and night and to obey. Lord, I pray that your promise in Joshua 1 verse S shall fulfilled in the life of this brother or in the life of this sister. Prosper them and make them successful, O God, in all what they do. And Lord, take this message with the power of the Holy Spirit and spread it to the end of the earth, O God. And let the people who are waiting for your word, let this message reach them at the proper time. We thank and we praise you. O Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.